human embryos are children under Alabama law, the Chief Justice citing the Christian Holy Bible. Birmingham OB-GYN Dr. Mamie McLean.
This ruling is so incomplete, and it leaves those of us who are sitting face-to-face with patients just with the inability to comment on what is safe and what is legal.
She worries about being held liable for wrongful death if they discard unused frozen embryos created by in vitro fertilization. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected an appeal by insurrection figures Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and other attorneys. They were challenging fines imposed by Michigan for pushing bogus election fraud claims. Federal and state authorities are investigating a white powder letter sent to a church in Benton, Louisiana, attended by House Speaker Mike Johnson. No word on who the letter was addressed to or what the white powder was. This is ABC News. With two teenagers already in custody in last week's deadly shootout that disgraced the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade, authorities announced murder charges against two adult men. Dominic Miller and Lindell May is so charged. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker says the two got into a dispute.
That argument very quickly escalated to May's drawing his firearm, a handgun.
Things just devolved from there.
Almost immediately, others pulled their firearms. Defendant Miller was one of those individuals.
More arrests are expected. Games people play. The man injured in a stolen car crash was being treated at a hospital in Fairfax, Virginia, when he walked out, the IV still in his arm, jumped into an ambulance and drove off. The ambulance found later abandoned. Investigators say guns and illicit drugs were found in the vehicle involved in the earlier crash. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison must now accept all high school graduates from the state who finish in the top 5% of their class. All other state universities have to admit grads who finish in the top 10%. The new law is part of the deal to release state money in exchange for diversity program cuts. Governor Evers signed the bill into law Tuesday. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees, including former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton. She was serving on the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board. Democratic Senator Kelda Royes.
She did nothing but serve our state well and continues to do so. And yet, this body is going to reject her because of pure partisanship.
Republicans also fired Tom Ames from the Natural Resources Board. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers fall in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing on the road to Iowa, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has dropped out of the top 25 listing. Wisconsin has lost 5 of their last 6 games. They host Maryland at the Kohl Center. Marquette falls to the number 7th ranked team in the nation after losing by 28 to the number 1 ranked UConn Huskies. The Golden Eagles host DePaul tomorrow night. Baseball, reaction to the Brewers signing pitcher Brandon Woodruff to a new 2-year deal while he recovers this year from surgery to repair his shoulder, Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich.
Yeah, he's a great teammate. Everybody loves having Woody around, and it's just going to be big to have him around this year, you know, whatever capacity, whether, you know, he pitches or not, who knows. But just to have him around and then hopefully have him again next year ready to go will be huge for us. And love playing with him. You know, there's nobody else I'd rather have the ball on the mound than Woody. You know, he's proved it over and over again in big games, and great competitor, great teammate, so it's really nice to have him back.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight as lows bottom out near the 30-degree mark. Our winds will be on the light side. A mix of clouds and some sunshine on your Wednesday. Highs will top out in the upper 40s. Light southwest winds 5 to 10. It's 39 at our studios.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning, weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
And make your appointment to donate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Remember last week when Fonnie Willis was testifying that she repaid Nathan Wade, I think that's his name, with cash for the trips that they went on, and the white judge and the white prosecutors or the white lawyers who were trying to smear her were like, huh? Who does that? And then her father got on the stand and said, you know, there have been multiple occasions in my life when white people refused to take my credit card, refused to take a check from me, and I had to pay in cash. And so I always told my daughter, carry a lot of cash, and she does. Well, now the owner of a Napa Valley winery has a fellow by the name of Brody, Stan Brody. He owns a winery called Acumen Wines, and says that last summer, Nathan Wade and Fonnie Willis visited his winery and drank two bottles of, or bought two bottles of wine. They had a tasting. The tasting cost $50. The two bottles of wine were $150 each, so that was $350. And Fonnie Willis paid for the whole thing with $100 bills. There you go. She wasn't lying. She wasn't making it up. This is not uncommon. And I don't know what Scott McAfee is going to do now, you know, the judge in this case down in Georgia. I haven't, you know, we haven't heard any kind of echoes from the testimony. But, like I said, in my mind, this was just a high-tech lynching. You know, how dare black women think that they can take on a white billionaire? I mean, that basically is the message. And, you know, we will come after you if you hurt our sacred leader. Meanwhile, the situation in the battlefield is getting worse each week. A soldier in the southern Zaporizhia region of Ukraine told NBC News they're experiencing a shortage of supplies, which is why they had to surrender a key city to the Russians day before yesterday or the day before that. This is because MAGA Mike Johnson, or Moscow Mike Johnson, is withholding U.S. military aid to Ukraine. Which, by the way, is the exact same thing Donald Trump did that got him impeached the first time, you'll recall. We were supposed to be sending military aid to Ukraine. Congress had authorized it. It was, you know, part of the plan. And Trump was withholding that military aid, saying to Zelensky, I need you to do me a favor. And he wanted Zelensky to smear Joe Biden. Zelensky refused to do it and didn't get the aid for quite a while. And now Moscow Mike is doing the same thing. In fact, he was down at Mar-a-Lago yesterday, or maybe today. The picture got tweeted yesterday, and it's like, how's that going to work out? I mean, Kevin McCarthy went down to Mar-a-Lago too, just before he got kicked out. Does the loser part like rub off? I mean, is that what's going on? U.S. Army veteran Miro Popovich said ammunition stalling greatly impacts us on the battlefield. He's volunteering with Ukrainian forces. He said it would have been great if American politicians stopped using Ukraine in pre-election games and just helped us stop this great evil. You think? But this is what's going on. We now have politicians in the United States, actual elected politicians, who are willing to turn a democratic country over to Russia in exchange for the blessing of a Russian asset, Donald Trump. It's just that simple. And meanwhile, in Russia, an American woman, her name is Ksenia Karolina. She's 32 years old. She lives in Los Angeles. She's married to an American. She's a Russian. She was, you know, she grew up in Russia. She was a ballerina, actually. She grew up in Russia. She moved to the United States. She married an American. She applied for U.S. citizenship and got it. She's an American citizen now. And, you know, I am hoping, well, who knows? I mean, she lives in Los Angeles. We're on the air in Los Angeles on KPFK. We had the people on from Razom, you know, which is the anti-Putin Ukrainian resistance, essentially. And we gave out their URL if you wanted to check out their website, and you could donate to them. And she donated $51.80 to Razom. And then she went to Russia to visit her parents, because she grew up in Russia. And she was immediately arrested and is literally facing 20 years in prison for having donated $51 to a pro-Ukrainian charity. She's accused of, quote, proactively collecting funds in the interests of the Ukrainian organization, which were subsequently used to purchase tactical medicine, equipment, weapons, and ammunition for the armed forces of Ukraine. In addition, the citizen in question repeatedly took part in public actions in support of the Kyiv regime while in the United States. Well, I guess I'm not going to Russia. But I mean, this is crazy. You're 20 years in prison, this American woman from Los Angeles is facing because she donated $51 to a Ukrainian charity. And this is the country that Tucker Carlson says is so wonderful. After all, the groceries that cost $400 here only cost $100 there, says Tucker Carlson. Of course, you know, the median income in the United States is like in the neighborhood of $50,000 a year. And in Russia, the median income is in the neighborhood of $15,000 a year. So even with cheaper food, people can't afford it. I mean, really all that was, and Tucker Carlson knew this, he's so disingenuous. Jon Stewart just took him down on Comedy Central last night on The Daily Show. Tucker Carlson knew that all he was highlighting was basically the difference in the exchange rate between the Russian ruble and the U.S. dollar. It's really pathetic. It's really pathetic. And now, it turns out, apparently, Putin has assassinated another person. In addition to Navalny, last week, there was this young Russian helicopter pilot. His name is Maxim Kuzminov. And he took a Russian helicopter and he flew it to Ukraine and turned himself in and gave them the helicopter and said, I'm out of Russia. I'm not going to kill Ukrainians anymore. You guys are my brothers. And so, you know, the Ukrainians said, okay, cool. You know, what do you want to do? And he was like, I want to go live in Spain. And so they were like, have a good time. So he moved to Spain, to this town. The town is Villa Joyosa in Alicante on the Mediterranean coast. It's kind of a tourist town, but it's just a really nice, you know, warm climate, beautiful place. And so he moves there, and his girlfriend comes over to his apartment and can't find him. And so she goes down into the parking garage, and here's his dead body next to his car. He had been shot multiple times. Shot dead six or seven times. He was, 12 shots. He had been murdered by unknown gunmen who fired 12 shots, and a burnt-out car was discovered nearby. Presumably the car that the gunman came in to, you know, burn it out to destroy the evidence. I don't know. But Putin is reaching out and killing people. all over the world and imprisoning people in Russia. And Moscow Mike and Donald Trump are still loving Putin. This is the kind of government they want for America. They want Donald Trump to be America's Putin. They want Donald Trump to be our strongman president, the guy who is going to, you know, put, according to Trump, millions of Americans in concentration camps. That's what they want. Why don't they just pack up and go to Moscow like that family did?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We did that story yesterday, this Canadian family that moved to Moscow to get away from the gays and then discovered that Russia ain't no paradise either.
Your home from the devil's home of the largest weekday in the world. From 4 until
we
6.
We are Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
February is a month for heart-centered celebrations, including the more serious side, the one focusing on your heart health.
It's great for education for everyone. You know, there is a big focus for women, but it's really for everyone. You know, focus on your blood pressure. Focus on how your heart works.
Mark Houston is a team facilitator with Bellin Health in Green Bay. He says the Heart Month's focus is on CPR and saving lives, but also sharing why even a little exercise can make a difference.
Just getting active, and we all know it. There shouldn't be any excuses, but we make excuses. Before you walk inside, take a quick walk around the neighborhood. When I say take a quick walk, 10, 15 minutes.
You can find tips, including heart-friendly foods and more, at heart.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. if you've made it through. That's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating, so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's coziest, softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout. And you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code to save up to 35% is TOM, T-H-O-M. CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM. Welcome back, 20 minutes past the hour, and I think we've covered our stories for this hour, so let's pick up some calls here. Eric in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'd like to speak on both the Israeli incident and the Croatia incident. Okay, as far as the Israeli incident, our country, again, was the only country that did not condemn Israel for genocide. And, you know, that's very sad, because I think that's the first time in the history of our country that we have actually condoned genocide.
To the best of my knowledge, there's only two countries that have accused Israel of genocide. That's South Africa and Brazil.
Well, I and you both know that it's genocide, right? Over 30,000 people have been killed. It's not whether. See, that's what I mean. You know, you're trying to say that.
I would say it's a mass war crime. I think you could argue whether it's genocide or not. Genocide is an attempt to wipe out an entire people, and that's not what's happening here. What's happening here is a violent war crime. I mean, you know, which is bad enough.
Okay, now, and as far as the Croatia thing. You know, that war should have never been started, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Because which war?
The one that we're trying to get money for now, that Russia's fighting against. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because just like when Russia tried to put missiles in Cuba, we were willing to go to World War III. Now,
Eric, you are repeating Vladimir Putin's BS propaganda.
No, that's not BS.
He did not invade Ukraine because of American missiles. He invaded Ukraine, and he's given three speeches now on this. Long speeches.
Why
he invaded Ukraine because he says Ukraine is not a real country. Ukraine is part of Russia, and he's taking it back. It would be like Mexico invading Texas and saying, you know, that was always part of Mexico. We're going to take it back. And in fact, there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people in Mexico, so we're definitely going to take it back. That's what Putin has said. So stop repeating his propaganda on this program, Eric.
No, I'm not repeating his propaganda, guy. I'm not.
You are sucking up to a dictator here.
Because I'm not sucking up to a dictator. I'm telling you because I know,
he has stolen over 100,000 children out of that country and trafficked them into Russia. He has killed a couple hundred thousand Ukrainians. He has bombed hospitals. He's bombed schools. He bombed a theater that had labeled women and children. It was a sanctuary. Killed all kinds. The guy is a mass murderer.
But when this started, Tom? When this started? When the president of that country decided that he was going to go against Khrushchev?
No, that's not true at all. This started when Putin decided that he wanted Crimea in 2014. Obama did not stand up to him. And that's what happens. When you don't stand up to a dictator, they take more. And that's what's going on. Eric, thanks for the call. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Yes. Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I hate to say this, and it goes along with what we've been discussing. Putin is running the USA.
He's running the Republican Party, I'll tell you.
Well, we'll get to that. By Putin running Trump... while Trump is running the Republican Party, while he's not even in office. That's the crazy part of this.
Why is who in office?
That Putin's running America by Putin running Trump.
Right.
And Trump is running the Putin-favoring Republicans.
Right.
I mean, they've shut down legislation. We can't even send aid to Ukraine.
Yep. Or Taiwan.
And I'm,
you know, or the Palestinians in Gaza, for God's sake.
Yeah. They do Trump's bidding.
Yep.
Through Putin.
Yep.
Putin is at the top of all of this. He's in control.
I'm telling you,
I agree.
Saying
to people, if it bothers you, you should call your congressman at the Capitol switchboard, 202-224-3121.
There you go.
Give them your zip code, and they'll put you right through. I did it today.
Yeah.
And I said, and blankly tell your congressman, if he's a Putin sympathizer, that you are not voting for a Putin supporter.
Yeah. And in fact, you'll do everything you can to vote against them, to take them out of, you know, to make sure that they don't get reelected.
Right. Well, would it be best is to vote for Biden? But if they can't stomach it, at least they can say, I'm not voting for you.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, not, I'm sorry, the Democrat. Not,
yeah, no, I get it.
And then because any politician hates to hear they lost a vote. It kills them.
Yeah. Yep.
So is there a list that you could publish that people could call of the Putin sympathizing Republicans? Let's get them out of office. That's the only, I think, possible way we have control of what's going on in our country.
Yeah.
If we vote them out of office, they can't do this. And then Trump loses and Putin loses.
Right. There are some fairly high profile ones. I mean, you've got Ted Cruz, who's a Putin lover. You've got Rand Paul, who's an over-the-top Putin lover, in the House of Representatives, obviously Mike Johnson, Lee Stefanik, Steve Scalise, the guy who describes himself as David Duke without the hood, or without the baggage, excuse me. Go ahead.
I have tried to find a list somewhere, and I cannot find these Putin-favoring Republicans.
Somebody needs to create a website called PutinSupportingRepublicans.com and put a list on it.
But the number to dial is 202-224-3121.
There you go.
And you tell them. You won't be part of it.
Yep. I'm with you. Diane, thank you. And good on you for calling your members of Congress, or your member of Congress and your senators. That number will get you both your senators and your member of the House of Representatives. It's the congressional switchboard. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
You're broadcasting from the Civic Mayor in the Morning, on weekdays South Main from 6 Street. Till 8. This is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 93.3 FM, WISS.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The ruling unprecedented. Alabama's Supreme Court making that state the first in the U.S. to say frozen human embryos are children under Alabama law. The Chief Justice citing the Christian Holy Bible. Birmingham OB-GYN Dr. Mamie McLean.
This ruling is so incomplete, and it leaves those of us who are sitting face-to-face with patients just with the inability to comment on what is safe and what is legal.
She worries about being held liable for wrongful death if they discard unused frozen embryos created by in vitro fertilization. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected an appeal by insurrection figures Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and other attorneys. They were challenging fines imposed by Michigan for pushing bogus election fraud claims. Federal and state authorities are investigating a white powder letter sent to a church in Benton, Louisiana, attended by House Speaker Mike Johnson. No word on who the letter was addressed to or what the white powder was. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are trying again to cut state income taxes by $2 billion. The state Senate passed a package yesterday that lowers taxes on people earning as much as $150,000 a year. Retirees would pay no state income taxes. Governor Evers vetoed two Republican tax cuts last year. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative map say they'll make elections this year more competitive. Beloit Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
These are fair maps. If Republicans win a statewide election, they're going to win a majority in the legislature. If Democrats win a statewide election, we've got a shot at a majority. That's a shot we haven't had for more than a decade.
Once in office, Governor Evers says lawmakers on both sides will be incentivized to find middle ground. Evers signed new district boundaries into law Monday, a step that effectively ends a lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
The Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers. That's right. You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight as lows bottom out near the 30-degree mark. Our winds will be on the light side. A mix of clouds and some sunshine on your Wednesday. Highs will top out in the upper 40s. Light southwest winds 5 to 10. It's 39 at our studios.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. You know, more than half of our American population would still benefit from blood pressure support. That includes me. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been using them for almost a decade now. I want to stay healthy. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Yeah, that's the URL. That's the website. Tom Loves Beats. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. TomLovesBeats.com for the special offer, a free month supply plus a free bag of turmeric chews. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Rich in Indianapolis. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you. Would you please repeat who bought all of those radio stations for $400 million in bankruptcy?
George Soros.
George Soros. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I reached out to Ron Hartenbaum, who's he's kind of our business manager, and he owns the company that sells advertising for our radio show. And said, do you know about this? And he's like, yep, we're reaching out. But I have no idea what's going to happen with this. I just find it hard to believe that somebody like George Soros would buy a radio station network of 500 stations out of bankruptcy and not have right. some plans for it that might in some mm-hmm. way be political. But we'll see.
Well,
I am hopeful.
I was very pleased to hear that.
Whether they pick up my show or not, I am hopeful that we have a new progressive radio network.
Yeah. Well, we need some progressive here in Indiana. There's only one that's way up near, it's the upper right-hand corner of the state that does not reach the Circle City. Mm. And that's all there is.
Yeah.
Anyway, disinformation, misinformation, malinformation, this is the spectrum of what we in the media consumption audience are dealing with, and we really should be sure that we understand these terms. Yeah. I'm this vocabulary person that I
so let me take a shot at it, Rich.
Sure.
Disinformation is information that is not accurate. Misinformation is information that is intentionally not accurate, and malinformation is information that is intentionally not accurate with the purpose of damaging somebody or something. How's that?
Well, I don't fault you for
you have better definitions. Go for it.
That's well reasoned. Disinformation is. I recognized something from a very fun movie, Night and Day, with Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. And the term was DIP, D-I-P, standing for Disinformation Protocol. Mm-hmm. And it's a calumny. It's a slander. You lie about something that you want to influence. It's a framing of information to a red herring.
Okay.
To disable understanding. You know, okay. You lie about somebody. You give a report of a bad act to someone that you want to.
So how does that differ from misinformation?
Okay, misinformation is an error in understanding. It's like you heard something, and then you can be hearing disinformation.
Oh, yeah. that definition makes a lot more sense than mine. That's a good one, Rich. And malinformation?
Malinformation is, in fact, the truth. The idea that malinformation is what is out there as inconvenient and troublesome for the power structure.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are telling the truth about, well, it goes to the statement, telling truth to power.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. So what's the point of all this, Rich? You want people to understand the definition of these terms? That's why you called?
Well, the point of making sure that you have this in your pocket as you view things Navalny has died in a Siberian Arctic Circle prison colony called Arctic Wolf. And his death by imprisonment has been rightly confirmed as an execution by President Putin.
Sure.
We need to recognize that as we see that as the harm to justice and the control of Putin as a despot and a murderous KGB apparatchik who learned how to run his shop in East Germany.
No, I get it, Rich. Rich, I need to move along to another call, but Thank you very much for the definitions here. Gregory in Ventura, California. Hey, Gregory, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Well, I just wanted to track back a little bit from what you said earlier, and stand up for Hollywood and early television a little bit. And I speak from experience. Like in the 60s, for instance, you know, well, I Spy.
Yeah, I had a black character.
Yeah. And he ended up, of course, being a decrepit sleazebag. But just for the history, I Spy from 65 to 68, Cosby won the Emmy 3 years in a row. Hmm. And he portrayed a really good guy, you know. And
he did.
There were also shows like, you know, you were, I'm probably a little bit older than you. I think I am. But, you know, there was like Roots. There was Sounder. You know, Cicely Tyson was amazing. Yep. Jane Pittman and Benson.
Yeah.
And Sidney Poitier, I mean, if you want to move to the films.
Oh,
you
know, he was very good.
The Defiant One. Yeah, the Defiant Ones.
But sometimes those exceptions to the rule actually reinforce the rule as opposed to breaking down the rule. I think most people argue that the rule really started to break down in the 90s when Norman Lear started programming programs that portrayed black people in a positive light. And I get it. There was still a substantial element of minstrel in some of his presentations. But over time it got better and better and better.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I guess the point I was trying to make that in the 60s, like, there were producers, directors, writers, and they kind of laid the groundwork for the blacks to get the strong foothold that they deserve that they have in the business now.
Yeah.
And these are the particular shows I just wanted to let the audience know. It wasn't like all of Hollywood was portraying, you know, oppressing blacks on purpose and portraying them as villains. There were certain enlightened people who were not racist, who really were kind of the pioneers and titans or whatever, you know, to force and spearheaded the kind of movement that and an upheaval, really, that led to Lear's shows and what we have going on now. Mm. And I speak from, like, some direct experience here, too. So I just didn't want to let that go by the wayside. There,
record,
you mentioned, like, go ahead.
Record corrected, Gregory.
Thank you very much. You're so great. Oh, yeah, and thank you for your incredible work today, especially, man. There's so much information. And the way you thwarted that caller two or three times ago about the Putin and the whole Ukraine was just brilliant.
Okay,
just brilliant.
Well, thank you, Gregory.
All right, anyway, I just want to get stand up for Hollywood a little bit, old Hollywood.
I totally get it. Thank you. Okay. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's on your mind today?
Thomas, this is going to make not much sense to you for a little short while. I'll make very fast. It's a story on me, really, about meeting Albert Einstein when I was 7 years old.
Really?
Believe it or not.
Whoa.
Yes, I did.
So I know someone who knew Albert Einstein.
I didn't know him. No, I just met him. But very quickly, I went to visit my friends, one of my best little buddies growing up, Hans Ansager, in New Haven, Connecticut. And as was customary, when we went to his house to play in their backyard, I went in to say hello to his mother, of course, and to pay my respects to his father, who was on the sun porch visiting an older gentleman. And he said, "Oh, Nicholas, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine named Albert." And I shook the older guy's hand. I said, "Hello, Albert." And he said, "Hello, Nicholas." I said, wait a second here. "Your name is not Albert." He said, "It's not." And I learned this from my mother years later from Dr. Ansager, who told the story to her because he thought it was funny. I said, "No, your name is not Albert." He said, "If it's not, what is it?" I said, "Your name is Arthur." He said, "Now, wait a second. Okay, tell me why you think my name's Arthur." I said, "Well, I just heard you play the piano really, really well at the Yale Conservatory of Music with my mother and sister about 3-4 weeks ago." And he said, "Arthur?" He said, "Oh, you think I'm my friend, my dear friend, Arthur Rubinstein, the great pianist." He said, Well, yes, that's what I think, because that's who you are. He said, he laughs, apparently. And he said, no, my name is actually Albert. It's Albert Einstein. And I said, well, that means nothing to me. I don't know that name. I sure know Arthur Robin. I know.
Here you knew Rubenstein.
With Albert Einstein. Can you imagine? Yeah. There's a point to this. The point is really about your callers who are so convinced they know all about Ukraine and Russia and who's right and who's wrong. Mm-hmm. This is really linked to all of this.
Yeah.
He said at that time, Einstein told me when I was 7 years old, mind you, he tried to tell me a little life lesson. And he said, there's something important you need to know, Nicholas. And I said, what's that? And he said, sometimes when you are most convinced that you are correct, you are most apt to be wrong, only because you don't possess all of the proper information. In this case, you think my name is Arthur Rubenstein because I'm a little old Jewish man with funny hair, as is Arthur Rubenstein. He said, so your information is faulty. And I said, oh, thanks a lot for that. And went out in the backyard to play.
Wow. You got corrected by Albert Einstein. How about that? It doesn't get better than that.
No. But the point of it is, you know, all these people who are so certain they know what they're talking about are simply wrong.
Yeah, so often, yeah, sadly. Although, you know, I suppose you could apply that to me as well. Because I'm pretty sure I know what I'm talking about. But I did the research. Nicholas, thank you for the call. So that was a great one. Appreciate it. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Talk Media for the sane among us. Yes, we're still here. Still talking.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And we'll be right back with your calls.
We're broadcasting from the Civic Media in the studios on weekdays South Main Street. This is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 93.3 FM, WISS.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. Their coats are shinier, they lost a little bit of weight, they've got a spring in their step, they're more enthusiastic about life. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, but go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Dean in Los Angeles. Hey, Dean, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. It's like a beautiful Seattle day here in L.A. now.
Yeah, I understand you're getting some rain.
Yeah. So, you know, it's nice now and then to actually remember there is weather.
Yeah.
So I don't mind it. And hey, I had a point, though. I often mention to people that if you want to know about why the Ukrainian assistance has come to a stop, just consider what the last four supplemental, the money that's been given to fight the Russians in Ukraine. And those took place, look at the dates, March of 22, May of 22, September of 22, and December 29 of 22. So what happened a few days after December 29, 22? The House.
The Republicans took over the House, yeah.
Yeah, and Pelosi handed the gavel over to
Kevin McCarthy. Yeah,
McCarthy, and that's it. The supplemental aid package just came to an end. And it's going close to a year and a half now. It's really just, you know, it's clear exactly what they've been doing, no matter what they say, talk about, you know, trying to avoid, like, ooh, gosh.
Yeah, no, these Republicans are traitors. They are embracing Putin, and they
flat
are
out traitors.
And they are condemning to a murderous, bloody defeat a country that had the temerity to think they could run their country as a democracy. God forbid. Yep.
Right.
Excellent.
Which stands literally as the they are kind of the catalyst, for democracy in that area. And of course, that's something that Putin just cannot have. So. Unfortunately, I think I don't know just how likely it is that if they can survive this. They just keep throwing bodies at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully something, you know, the fever will break. I this is just so criminal. It's just criminal. It's astonishing. Dean, I gotta move along. Thank you for the call. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I talking about Putin and the war in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's got to get to a point, you know, the Russian army's already suffered 300,000 or 400,000 casualties. It's got to get to a point where the casualty rate is so unbearable that millions of Russians get tired of seeing their sons and daughters used as cannon fodder and turn against Putin and force an end to the war.
I agree.
You know, the same thing happened. You remember what happened in 1917?
I was not alive then, so I don't remember.
Yeah, well, but, you know, the Tsar's army suffered millions of casualties on the Eastern Front against Germany and Austria-Hungary.
That provoked the Bolshevik Revolution.
Right. Billions of Russians turned against Tsar Nicholas and his regime, and the Tsar's army just basically threw down their arms and went home.
Yeah.
Got tired of the war.
Yeah. Yeah, Putin has to know that. You know, he's got to be a little nervous.
Yeah, he tends to be such an expert in Russian history. I'm sure that's in the back of his mind. But, you know, we've got to supply Ukraine with advanced weaponry that'll achieve that point.
Yeah.
Because if not, you know, Russia's just going to continue this war of attrition.
Yeah. And they've got more people and more resources and more money.
Yeah, they've got about times the population of Ukraine.
Right, right. So any war of attrition is... Say that again?
They have plenty of convicts they can send to the front lines.
And isn't it astonishing that that's what they're doing? I mean, they're literally letting murderers and rapists out of prison and saying, go to Ukraine and commit some murder and rape, please.
Yeah, we'll end your sentence, just serve in the army and get blown away.
Yeah, yeah. But an entire battalion made up of literally murderers, rapists, and thieves. Burglars and things. I mean, and then those people go into Ukraine and they rob and they rape and they kill enthusiastically. They steal everything that's not nailed down.
Right. Well, that's what it's going to take, I think.
Yeah. I mean, some of these border cities, all the washing machines have been stolen out of the houses and taken back to Russia. There was one town where they were stealing toilets out of the house.
Yeah. The same thing happened in World War II when some of Stalin's troops stole toilets from German homes and wonder why they didn't work when they were out of the house.
without hooking them up to water, you mean?
Exactly right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep up the good work, Tom. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Thank you, George. Good talking with you, as always. Thank you so much. We'll be back on the other side of this break. A reporter for Raw Story has got a fascinating story to share with us, so stick around. It's going to get interesting. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Matt Nair on Air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.